Hi, everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next. My name is Thomas.
And I'm Amber.
And this week we are back with our small screens where we're going to be talking about the Hobbit trilogy.
Good. It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't done small screens in like a little while here, so it's definitely nice to get back into it. But we actually just kind of marathoned, or in the process of marathoning, all of the Tolkien movies, so we figured why not kind of split that trilogy up in half. So we got The Hobbit, and then we have The Lord of the Rings. Spoilers, The Lord of the Rings is better. Hands down. no contest. But we figure since we finished The Hobbit already, we might as well give it a talk. So Amber, we've seen these movies multiple times, I think, individually, together, whatever. What are your kind of broad thoughts on this trilogy as a whole?
Definitely not as good as the first trilogy.
Agreed.
Yeah. I definitely think, well, obviously the reason they made it was to give more of a background as to what happens with Bilbo and his adventures that, you know, he's telling everybody in town and as to why he has like a chest full of gold and he has, you know, all of these things. And then also the ring, like how he came to get the ring. So I think the trilogy did a good job of like explaining that. But I think there were definitely some things that they could have done better.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely like a lot of, how do you put it? Like, there's a whole lot of let's fill in the gaps. Because, I mean, I tried reading the book when I was a kid and, like, couldn't really get through it. But I can definitely tell you, like, there's so many scenes that, like, weren't in that book. Like, so much of what Gandalf is doing in this trilogy is just not there. And it's nice to show it to me because it's like, hey, in the book, Gandalf's just like, peace, dog, I got something I gotta do. And they're like, but where are you going? Like, I'll be back later. And, like, he's gone. And then he, you know, appears to save the day.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, it's nice to see, oh, what's he doing? Where's he going? Like, oh, shit, we're kind of like setting up Lord of the Rings in a way, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of like creative liberty that has to be taken that really only sits within the movies and that might make people upset.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that they stretch it out to three movies as a whole.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell there was a lot more effort put into the first trilogy than the second one.
Well, I think it's because it's actually a trilogy. I mean, The Hobbit's a book that's significantly shorter.
Yeah,
than...
and they stretched that thing out, and yeah, you can definitely tell.
Oh, tell me about it. It's...
Yeah, like there were scenes that was just like, why? Like, we didn't really need it to be that long. Like, it's such a long conversation that they have. And yeah, there are a lot of scenes where they have like a long conversation. And even in the first one, An Unexpected Journey.
Yeah.
They get pretty close to the mountain. And I'm like, maybe we can do like another movie, like a second movie, but there definitely is no reason to have a third movie.
Agreed. It's totally like, especially how the second movie ends. Like, you know, it's cool. He's like, I am fire. I am death. And it's just like, oh, wow, that's so badass. But at the same time, it's like, we're done. Like, you just have Bilbo going, oh my God, what do we do? Or what have we done or whatever? And it's like, oh, that's where we're ending this? And at the time, I remember being kind of ticked because it was like a year or two before the next one came out.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, shit.
And of course, in the next movie, they just kind of go right into it. And Smaug is only on screen, I want to say, for like 10 minutes.
If like even 10 or that. 15. Yeah. I mean, the whole like, it's like the cold open of the movie is, let's kill Smaug. Oh, he's dead. And it's like, wait, why did the climax get pushed to the next movie? Like, what? Why are we doing it like this? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. It's not that it's anticlimactic. It's just like it's the climax at the beginning of the next movie. And then it's like, okay, where do we go from here? And it almost makes the third movie it's like let's make this movie long. Like, how can we make this movie long? Well, what if we stuck the ending of the last movie at the beginning of this one to fill time?
Yeah.
And it's, why are we doing this? Like, what the fuck is this? I don't want to watch the end of Desolation of Smog and the beginning of my Battle of Five Armies movie. And it just kind of, it was a weird choice. And I know that there is a lot to be said, like, oh, you know, Jackson didn't want to do these and they really like shortchanged the budget and they didn't give him enough time, and so you have a lot of problems like with the CGI. Or I mean, the CGI in this movie, let's just talk about that for a second. Like, it's not very good.
No, it's not.
It's really, like, in my opinion, it's hard nowadays to do CGI well, I think, because it's so abused or has been abused. Yeah. To where you know what you're looking at all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you, it really, I think, peaked. People wouldn't be like, oh, it peaked with like Star Wars Episode II. It's like, well, I would honestly argue that it peaked with like Transformers, one of the like latter Transformers movies, because it's like, let's just throw up, you know, machine parts and CGI fighting each other, and like, you know what you're looking at is fake. It's nothing. It's just gray blah. And I think this movie series kind of doesn't do a good job until, I mean, like, I think the first one, it's really evident that they're like, CG it all. And then it was like, oh, fuck no. Because you do get like the handful of orcs that are full makeup.
Yeah.
The handful of like characters that aren't CG.
But again, it's definitely not like the first trilogy where they had hundreds of people, you know, get dressed up and actually like in full suit.
Yeah. I mean, I liked that in the original, it's so much more like, CG was used kind of like how it was used in like Jurassic Park and things, you know, or like back in the 90s and like early 2000s, where it's like CG wasn't exactly there yet. So yeah, it was like, let's use it to just touch up scenes so that it doesn't look like garbage. Like, let's just do it to tweak things so it hides stuff.
Because I think of like The Matrix, which used like, oh my gosh, an insane amount of CGI, and it looked horrible, like, especially when he's just like, when
the Neo and
Neo flying through the air, like, you could totally,
well, it's not even that, like, the Matrix 2, like, when Neo and Agent Smith fight, and there's like a large chunk of it where they're both just kind of like PlayStation 2 characters fighting.
That's like, what it looks like. I couldn't find the words for it, but it's like
it's like you're playing PlayStation, maybe at best like PlayStation 3, but it's not a good looking scene.
No.
And it's okay, because at the time, it's like, you are doing this, like, high-octane, high-concept action movie with The Matrix, so you want to do something that's like, oh my god, you know, my fucking, I can't have, you know, Keanu Reeves jumping around like this, it's just not possible, so, like, I'll make him a cartoon character and do it. And it's like, for the time, whatever, probably look great. But, like, now you watch that and you're like, oof, like, why did you do this during the day?
Yeah.
And I mean, you kind of get that with this movie, is there's so much where it's like, the setting is in the day and they're doing this, and it's like, well, you have all this light and you have this really poor looking character, like CG character, doing shit, and it's so painfully obvious.
Yeah. And even the background is a little bit blurred too, like, you can totally tell.
For like a movie that filmed on location in Middle Earth, in New Zealand, like the previous one.
Everything was just so like prettied up too.
Right?
Like,
it's like
Bilbo,
you vivided.
Was prettied up. Like, all of the characters that were in the first trilogy were like really prettied up. I was like, wow, it's like, seems like everything's slightly out of focus, like a little bit blurred. Like, as if you had an Instagram filter.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you put like a Vivid filter on top of everything. Mm-hmm. And it was even weirder because like, so, like, as I said at the top of this episode, you know, we kind of been doing all of them. So, we're, like, halfway. We're doing all the extended editions, by the way. None of that shit you get on TNT crap. Like, we're watching the legit full-length versions. And we're about halfway through Two Towers right now.
Yeah.
And just, especially because Two Towers has a lot of the scenes where you're looking at the landscape. And, I mean, you have, like, when they're like, oh, this is the forest of Fangorn. And it's like, you have these huge mountain views. And even in the Fellowship, I think we noticed this when we watched it, there's maybe like one really solid scene where you're like, they are in a fucking green screen set and it looks bad. And it's because it's dated. It's when they're on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, and I mentioned it when we watched it, is like, there's such like, they're like, Jackson's intentionally filming really close up shots of each character's reaction to stuff, on their head and things, I think, to kind of hide that they might not be on a mountain. Yeah. Like, they clearly filmed at least some of the scenes there, but there's a lot of them, like, when they get covered in snow and they're all popping out, it's like, they're, I wouldn't doubt that they're, like, in a set, on a set somewhere. And they were like, we'll film really close because if we green screen the sky and shit, it's not going to look good. And there's just one scene that sticks out in my mind where, like, Gandalf turns around and looks at the rest of the Fellowship, and it's, like, very obviously that Ian McKellen is not on a mountain. Like, that, or they faked the sky or something. Yeah. Like, it looks bad. That's it, though. The rest of the movie is either on built sets or it's filming on location in some natural area in New Zealand. And in The Hobbit, it's like they filmed in these locations and then decided it wasn't good enough. And so they added a bunch of shit. And I'm like, why? Like, it's the same place. Like, we're not trying to pretend like the same location is a different location in the world. Yeah. It's kind of like the same place as it was in the other one. And it just, it's like you said, it's like they put a Vivid filter on New Zealand and it's weird. I don't like it. I think especially like in the second movie when they go into Mirkwood and it's just like everything's all trippy and he pops up over the trees.
Yeah.
And it's just all fake. Like it just, it's all looks fake. I mean, I'm not saying let's, you know, get Martin Freeman to climb a tree, but it's just like, it's really like this whole, doesn't even look like a helicopter shot where you popped his head up and maybe made some stuff happen. It's just like, let's just make it on a computer, everybody. I'm not a big fan of it, you know? But CG and stuff aside, I think it's also like a storytelling problem, is you have to fill in a lot of gaps for a single book. It's not like you're doing part one, part two, which is totally could have probably gotten away with. You're doing like a part one, part two, part three out of a book that was barely a part one.
Yeah.
And you're filling in half of it. And I mean, I think the Battle of Five Armies stuff is like something that's kind of tacked on in an epilogue or something like that. Like, it's not even, you know, I'm sorry for all the Tolkien fans out there if I'm like inaccurate about the books or anything. I haven't really like had the chance to read all of them, but it's like, I'm pretty sure the Battle of Five Armies, correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, but it's just like a little blurb at the end that this thing happened and it's over, as opposed to like, here's a feature length movie. Though I will say in the extended editions, that third movie is a hard R rating.
Yeah.
And it is.
And it actually made it better. Because when I first saw it in the, you know, movie theater, I was like, okay, like.
Right? No, it's just gory as fuck sequence where they're just like cutting everybody to pieces. Yeah, and that's the only
thing that makes up for it, because everything else is just like, Thorin. Please give us, like, money, please, like, because, you know, look at what the dragon did a lot of damage to our town. No, like.
And Thorin's like, you just want your fucking handouts, you libtard fucks. Yeah, that's the gist of the Battle of Five Armies, is you find out that Thorin is a hardcore conservative and he doesn't want to give anybody money and hoard his wealth. But yeah, I agree. Like, it's, there's so much, and all of them kind of suffer from it, right? It's that. I remember when I was a kid, people didn't like Lord of the Rings because they were like, ugh, there's so much talking and not enough action. And it's like, and then, you know, they complain the same thing about Star Wars prequels. But it's like, that talking is actually really fucking important. And like, it drives, you know, the plot. And it's things that are really, like, even every time I've watched the original three Lord of the Rings movies, even our current run right now, I am noticing shit that they're talking about that makes me go, oh, whoa, that's a really big thing to drop in the grand scheme of what ultimately happens. And it just makes it that next level of enjoyable. And it's so cool that this these movies, by the way, in like, I think a few, they're almost 20. The first one is almost 20 years old. I think Fellowship came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Like, we're nearing the 20 year mark of these movies. If you didn't feel old already, now you do. But it's just such a cool, like, way to build this. And in The Hobbit, I don't feel that. Like, I don't get that. It's like they're talking. The problem is they're talking about the next trilogy and at the, like, the surface level shit. And it's like, I already know it's going to happen. I don't care that, like, Gandalf and his boss, Saruman, and Gladriel and Elrond are all going to sit around a table talking about, what do we do if Sauron comes back? It's like, oh, he's not coming back. And it's like, oh, he'll come. You as the viewer, like, exactly. He'll come back. Why are we fucking around with this right now? Like, what do you mean, what if? Like, he's gonna come back. Why am I wasting a solid 20 minutes on this sequence?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? It's just filler, you know?
And I think filler.
And that's, it goes back to the Thorin thing. It's like the third movie, at least half of it is man, Thorin's got that dragon sickness. Wish we could do something about it. Yeah, and I hate
how everybody was just kind of like, oh, like, you know. Like, the other dwarves, they didn't really have a part in it, I guess. Or, like, as big of a part in the third movie as they did in the other two movies. Like, they kind of just let him, like, it was just basically him against, like, the elves, against the people. And then you have Bilbo Baggins. And it's just kind of like, wow, like, you guys know what this is. You've seen it, like, in the last generation. Like, come on. Like, you know exactly what this is. And it isn't until Bilbo is like, oh, there's something wrong with him. Like, you know, he is, like, messed he's up in the head. Yeah, he's losing it. They're like, oh, maybe we should do something.
Well, and I understand, like, and I think that this is where it fails, right? Is because they could very easily show, like, okay, again, we're on Two Towers, and, like, how Gandalf gets really pissed off that Theoden is like, we're not going to go fight Sauron direct. Yeah. We're going to go to Helm's Deep, and we're going to armor up and hunker down, and we're going to protect ourselves. And Gandalf's like, fucking moron, like, god damn it, like, such a piece of shit, I'm going to go figure this out myself. And but at the same time, like, everybody's following Theoden, because they're like, he is our king. And, like, there's this very clearly shown, even if he's wrong, we have sworn allegiance to our king, and, like, we know that he would do what's best for us.
Yeah.
And it's so clearly shown that even though Gandalf was probably right, and, like, if they went out and charged Sauron's, like, meager forces, you know, in Osgiliath and stuff like that ultimately, then they probably would have done better against Sauron. Like, Battle of Pelennor Fields probably wouldn't happen and shit. Not to get too deep into what happens in the next movies, but it's that you show that these people are willing to fucking follow their leader. In The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies, they're just like, I mean, he's like our de facto king now.
Yeah, they're even like, we know it's wrong.
Well, like, it's like, even though not just wrong, but they go through this whole fucking thing to get a rock that if you hold it, apparently, the dwarves just go, oh, you're our leader. Like, you have the Arkenstone.
Yeah, like, that's the symbol of the king.
Right. He doesn't fucking have it. So, if all the dwarf armies are like, hey, we're waiting on you to get this rock, and he doesn't have the rock, as far as he knows, no one does. Well, he thinks everyone stole it. But as far as he knows, nobody has the rock. So, why in the shit is anybody like, hey, man, like, maybe I'm kind of going to doubt you, because to me, you're still Thorin Oakenshield, not Thorin, son of Thrain, exactly. King
it's
of
not
the,
like
whatever.
With, like, in the previous trilogy, they were just like, oh, yeah, you're, like, our king. Right. Like, yeah.
There's no, like fealty is, kind of thing. And then it's like, oh, you're lucked out that your cousin decided to show, like, decide, like, hey, yeah, maybe he actually is getting this shit together. Let's go do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, cool.
Like, you just don't see that relationship with the characters as you do with, you know, the fellowship.
Yeah.
Like, where they, because I know they really try to do that. Like, they try to give everybody, like, their time, I guess. Like, oh, there's, like, I can't even remember the names. And that just goes to show, like, it's, yeah, like, they're, like, the characters didn't.
Well, they didn't. I mean, you're dealing with a cast of, what, 13 main characters?
Yeah.
Fellowship maybe had 9.
Yeah. But still, you remember they all played
a
role.
They all did something.
Yeah.
And we got introduced to each one in a unique way that was paced out. And I think the problem with The Hobbit is that it's kind of like it's a hobbit's tale. Like, it's the hobbit there and back again. Like, it's about Bilbo. It's from his perspective, more or less. And it's like, should be about what he's experiencing, because he's supposed to be the reader, the viewer, whatever you want to call it. He's never done this before. To him, it's all new. So we're supposed to see it through his eyes. Instead, we kind of get that in the first movie. Like, it works in the first movie with him. But then after that, it's like, we're focusing on these other dwarves. I mean, they maybe give you Balin, Feely, Keely, Thorin.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just like, they're kind of there. Like, Dwalin, the, like, gruff guy.
Yeah.
He's sort of like, they want you to care, but it's like, you know, with others, they, and then same with, you know, Bofur or Biffer or whatever, he's like, he has a couple emotional moments, and, like, you want to care about him, but then they give him nothing to do for the rest of the fucking time, and it's
like the third movie, they're just like, we're not even going to focus on them. Like, yeah, we're only going to focus on the main dwarves, right, which is like, yeah.
But like, they're all supposed to be the main dwarves.
I know.
That's the problem I have. It's like, it's Biffer or Bofer, one of the two. The guy with the funny hat.
Yeah.
He's there to have emotional moments. Like, he's supposed, clearly supposed to be like the emotional, like, yeah, like conscience of this group. And he has these like heartfelt bits with Bilbo, and it's, he has some really great scenes. Like, it actually really bothers me that he gets so downplayed, especially in the second one.
Yeah.
And then the third one, he thinks he's catching Bilbo running away when Bilbo has his all ulterior plan, which we could talk about, because that just bugs the hell out of me. And he's just like, goodbye, Bilbo. Like, I'll see you later. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna let you do this because, in all honesty, you're right. Like, this is our fight. I don't even believe in it. And that's the closest we get to, I've, you know, sworn to follow Thorin there and back again. But I'm, you know, you don't have to do this. Like, you're done. You did your job. You can leave if you want.
Yeah.
And it's like, where is he for the rest of the fucking time? Like, he kind of helps when Keeley gets sick. And it's like, yeah.
Like, he stays behind.
But it's,
with a couple other ones.
And that's the thing, is it's like, okay, who's the extra guys we got going? We got to, no, because we have to like also shove this weird romance between Keeley and
the elf.
Yeah, Evangeline Lilly's character. It's so weird. Like, it's just a weird.
I know, they didn't need to have that.
But it's like, they do a good job, I think, of it at the end of at least the extended ones. I can't remember if it was in the original when, you know, Keeley, spoilers, by the way, for the Hobbit trilogy. But when Keeley dies and she is like distraught, like, mm-hmm, it does hit heavier because we've spent more time on it in the extended stuff. But the fact that she like confronts Thranduil again and he's like, yo, you really did love this guy. Like, I get it. Yeah. And I can tell you, I understand because I lost my wife and I understand that loss and how much it hurts. Like, I'm sorry, I was a dick to you, basically, because of it. And, like, that's a really nice scene that's not set up properly, I think, in the original version. But it's also, like, why do I care?
Exactly. You know? Because she's, her character is actually made up, I think.
Yeah, right? I don't think she's in the books.
Yeah.
Or the book. Her, yeah, and Legolas aren't there.
Yeah, they're not there, like.
And it's, you know, I think that, honestly, I think her addition's actually, like, pretty cool. Like, I think having Legolas maybe cameo in them in the second one maybe would have been fine.
Yeah.
And then just having her, you know, you want to add filler bits, like, have that romance and that's fine, there's no problem with me. The love triangle thing I could go without because it's almost like completely non-existent in the next one.
Yeah,
because it's like, it's, oh, just, she's gonna go with Legolas to go, I guess, find the Dúnedain Rangers, and it's like, well, where is she in Fellowship? Where, yeah, is she in the rest of the fucking movies? Like, she's not there. And it's kind of a short-sighted thing, but I think Evangeline Lilly does a great job in the role. I think I actually do, personally, I'll just straight up say it, like, I like the character. I like what they do with her because there's that extra emotional component that you get at the end of the film series. But again, it's there to fill time because someone somewhere decreed that anything Tolkien needs to be 3+ hours. And if we spend even half that, it's not enough, and we didn't do justice, even though it's one fucking book. Like, and I'm sure that was a big problem. Yeah. I'm sure, and, you know, I think that movie kind of came out in, like, the really early stages of, hey, let's make a franchise. And it's like, let's make the Tolkienverse, and we'll do the Silmarillion next as a movie. And it's like, you're gonna have a bad fucking time. Like, oof. But, Amber, if you had to, like, rate these movies, like, first, let's do, like, in order, 1, 2, 3, like, which one's the best, second best, and then the one that you're kind of whatever with?
I think it basically goes downhill from the first one.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. So I think the first one's actually the best because, again, it sets up everything and it's, you know, he's going on an adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just think, like, okay, so for the first one, I think it's about, like, maybe a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
And then, like, the last two have to be, like, 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
because, yeah, it is entertaining to watch, but it's just, it, yeah, it's not like the other ones.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I gotta disagree. I think the second one's honestly the best one. Like, the second one, it feels to me like all the shit that was wrong in the first movie, they were like, okay, let's kind of course correct a little bit. Let's, you know, maybe get, as far as like production goes, let's maybe like tweak some of this to where it's not a bunch of CGI orcs all the time. Like, let's kind of make it something a little bit more there. And then you also, I like, with the exception of that sequence when they're in fucking Mirkwood running around in the trippy balls forest, yeah, like that goes on forever. And honestly, yeah, it's my least favorite part. I was expecting
something to happen and nothing did. They just had, well, I mean, someone fight the fall spiders. In the water. Yeah. And then I guess, yeah, the spiders.
And that sort of helps set up the ring. Like, I love that bit because yeah. you see Bilbo starting mm-hmm. to do the scary face thing like he does in Fellowship.
Yeah.
He's like, mine. And it's like, oof. But to get there, we spend so much fucking time yeah. digging around. Like, oh my God, there's dwarves from the Blue Mountains here. It's like, that's yours. And he like says it in such like a blunt, like, you fucking moron, that's yeah. your flask or whatever the hell it is. And they're just like, what? And it's like an excuse to be trippy as balls for, you know, half an hour. And then he climbs up the tree and everything's fine. Totally could be shortened. I get that it probably should be there. It's probably in the book. It makes sense. But holy shit, it goes on and drags, and it really kills that second movie. Like, if that bit was shortened up, second movie would be almost perfect, minus the climax happening in the third movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's a definitely a 2-1-3 situation for me, because the first one has a lot of flaws, and I very clearly remember when I first saw it in theaters, when they're, and I remember very clear, when they're fucking sitting there talking about the Morgul blade that Gandalf found, and it's Saruman and Elrond and Galadriel, and he's basically biding time so that the gang can leave. I remember sitting there in the theater going, man, it's been a while. Like, is this almost over? And I was like, I felt bad because I was like, I love the Lord of the Rings, and I'm like kind of waiting for this movie to be done. Like, what the fuck? And it was just like, I feel kind of shitty about this. So it's definitely not. And then, like, Desolation of Smaug, I was pretty into it. Like, we're doing things mm-hmm. and it's kind of progressing a little bit better.
Yeah.
But then that Battle of Five Armies, I'm just like, where is this coming from? Like, yeah. again, we're spending so much time listening to the Lake Town people try to get shit from Thorin. And then for some reason, the elves are like, I want shit from Thorin too. Because unlike you, who he promised, I'm just kind of here for him to pay up. Like, it's just kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys suck. Like, I don't like the elves in this movie. I get it, I'm not supposed to, but they're kind of super huge dicks because they just show up like, we're going to take it. And it's like, but why?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck? And, you know, we don't talk about it at all. But yeah, so definitely 2-1-3. I think I'd say 2 is like a flat 7 at the top, just because that putting that climax in the third movie murders it. I want a cut of it where it's just like flows into the end is them killing Smaug. Like, just make that the end of the movie or something. The others, though, I think it's gonna be like a five and a five, maybe. Like,
okay,
they're there, they do what they're supposed to do. I'm kind of hesitant to be like 5 for like maybe 6 and then a 5.
Okay.
For 1 and 3, respectively, just because it's so, like, I don't know. Overall, I'd give the trilogy is watchable. Like, I totally would say it's entertaining enough, especially if you're, like, a fan of fantasy movies. Like, it's always fun to kind of watch all those and then watch Lord of the Rings, because if there's one thing I really, really like, it's the end. Not just because it's the ending, but because, like, it's such a great cut into Ian Holm from Martin Freeman. And then, you know, Gandalf's knocking on the door. And it's straight into the first. They do such a good job editing that in. And they ADR'd whatever the audio was from the original one. Yeah. So they're not redoing it or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And just you see it from Bilbo's perspective, where he's like excited. He perks up. Mm-hmm. He sees him there. And it's such like a cool little bit to end it. And it just sort of really gracefully flows into that scene in Fellowship. But that's about the highest point.
Yeah.
And it's the last point of the movie. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's cool, but you could also watch Fellowship of the Ring and get pretty much everything you want out of it.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Do you have any final thoughts on The Hobbit that you wanted to bring up? I mean, before, we're not really going to linger on Lord of the Rings too much because we're going to do that next time. But, you know, as far as The Hobbit's concerned, is there any outstanding stuff where you're like, oh, fuck, we forgot to talk about this?
Not really. I mean, we didn't talk about Gollum too much, but
yeah. I mean, he's not there much.
No, he's not.
He's there for the one bit.
Yeah.
And it's a nice setup for the next one because it's it makes sense. He basically gets scammed by Bilbo and then...
Yeah, and then eventually ventures out and gets taken by... Yeah.
Yeah, like he gets taken by Mordor and tortured and, mm-hmm. and you know, it sets up the next one.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice scene. Like, I liked the little riddle game because it's pretty much like that in the book. It's like that in the, I remember if anyone's seen the, like, old animated Hobbit, I think it's from, like, the 70s, maybe the 80s. I remember watching that as a kid and just be like, whoa. Favorite scene is when Bilbo falls and he's like, whoa. And it's just, it's fucking awful. it kind of parallels it because they're, like, going back and forth and that. And it's really well done. Also, Gollum looks way better.
Yeah,
which makes you wonder like how much mocap was actually done in this movie because he looks a lot better than he does in Lord of the Rings, and in Lord of the Rings he still looks a lot better than some of the orcs in this movie. So
yeah, what's up with that? The orcs in this movie kind of suck.
Yeah, they're kind of pushing the gray nothing line of monsters. But I think that'll do it for the Hobbit. So, Amber, what are we going to be doing next week?
Next week, we're going to be covering Lost in Translation from 2003.
Yeah, this might be like our first kind of romantic movie, right?
Yeah, romantic drama.
Yeah, I don't think we've done like a romantic movie yet. And it'll definitely be fun. Yeah, so like we said in the last episode, we're kind of like changing up the order, scheduling kind of thing. You know, like we work and we're trying to do this, but we also don't want to like, you know, make bad quality stuff. And we like doing small screens because we get to talk about stuff that we already have seen. So we're kind of alternating each week. So, you know, this week you get your small screens. Next week you'll get a full-length regular episode. And we're just going to kind of do that, see how it goes. Let us know what you guys think in any of the comments, ratings, or on the website. SWHN19.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, you know, Facebook. Just search us. You'll find us. We're out there. And, you know, next week we'll get back at you. Our next small screens episode is going to be on Lord of the Rings as we wrap that up, as we're watching it kind of like, you know, in our leisure. And we'll talk about that. And, you know, spoilers for that, it's probably going to be better than this.
For sure.
Definitely. So until then, and as always, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And we'll see you guys next week.